Most years, the Associated Potato Growers Incorporated storage in Grand Forks is cleaned out and ready for harvest at this time. But not this year. It's been challenging to move the potatoes, partially due to a big crop and trucking shortages. And on Tuesday morning, I had a chance to walk above a near 40,000 hundredweight of fresh red potatoes in cold storage.
Once Big Lake and Long Prairie get going in the beginning of August, it's going to be tough for us to market. We are partaking in a bonus buy program with the government at this point as well, which we will probably, hopefully, be able to keep moving those even after their market starts, because it won't have any effect on that market per se.
USDA is purchasing $3 million in red potatoes for nutrition assistance programs. APGI Regional Manager Paul Dolan says the whole program purchases in excess of 80,000 hundredweight. He thinks APGI has the capability of using most of that as long as the potatoes hold up in storage. And there are potatoes in storage in all of the APGI locations, including Grafton and Drayton. The USDA buy that program goes through Labor Day.
They've been letting us ship a little bit early, some of the receiving points. So if we can continue to do that, I think that we'll be able to partake in most of it. Time will tell. Started moving stuff last week.
The remaining potatoes will be dumped wherever it won't impact this year's crop. And to move the upcoming crop in September, Dolan says the co-op is looking at other modes of transportation, including rail, to move potatoes.
We'll just have to pay whatever the rate is to get the potatoes moved. It's not a perfect way to move potatoes, but to the areas that we do use rail, it's a savings in freight to the customer.
Other customers will still get their potatoes via truck. Transportation will likely continue challenging the fresh potato market moving forward. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.